Hi, friends. If I could ask you a favor, go to MyPillow.com and put in the code word Kate. Mike Lindell and I have partnered up not only to bring you fantastic products, but he's also helping this show. You're going to get wonderful products when you put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get 30% off on the products. They have specials all the time. But these, I'm not wowed easy, but these products are amazing, I have to say. The sheets, the towels, the robes, the slippers, everything. Completely amazing. You're going to love it. The phone number is 1-800-873-1052 or go to MyPillow.com and simply put in the code word Kate. Thanks, you guys.
His mood? Cranky, with a low tolerance for victimhood. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I'm a woman of color. I am a mom. I am a cisgender millennial who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. I am intersectional, but my existence is not a box-checking exercise. I am a walking declaration, a woman whose inflection does not rise at the end of her sentences, suggesting that a question has been asked. I did not sneak into CIA. My employment was not and is not the result of a fluke or slip through the cracks. I earned my way in, and I earned my way up the ranks of this organization.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show here. That was this very strange advertisement from the CIA. I'm a woman of color. I'm intersectional. There's so many things wrong with what she was saying. I cannot wait to talk about that with Dr. Duke Pesta, who is my guest always in this hour on Mondays. How are you, Dr. Duke Pesta?
Hi. I want to tell you about my story, Kate. I was born to second generation Americans in America. And as a short man who was destined to go bald, I did not let stand in the way. I actually took advantage of my opportunities. I like to play water polo and wear really skimpy underwear. Makes me feel secure. I have a social anxiety disease, but that didn't stop me from becoming a professor at a second-rate university in this country. I want you out there in America to know that you can do whatever you want, even be a clown show at the CIA, because we're all about woke diversity.
Brilliant. Oh my gosh. I wish I could just play that the whole hour. You know what? I'm telling you, that's exactly what it is. This woman, type Bravo, by the way.
Bravo. You know, they're waterboarding people in Guantanamo. At least they ought to be.
Oh my gosh.
And so they're supposedly setting, just doing everything they can to undermine wicked governments.
Yeah, yeah.
But all they want you to see is the face of compassion, the face of the CIA, right?
This woman walking in with all of her color.
You know,
it's so funny to me to parade around and say, I'm a cisgender millennial. I don't even know what that means anymore. I'm an intersectional. What the hell does that mean? And I've been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. Sounds like a personal problem. And I'm a woman of color. And this is supposed to be a CIA recruitment ad. And all it does is make it sound like she actually has accomplished what no person ever has before in the history of mankind. Like, and she went through all these really hard things to get where she was. I'm sorry. She had every opportunity in the book. Are you kidding?
Well, she's probably a low-level coat check person. That's number one. I mean, because obviously if she was anybody important, they wouldn't be showing her face on TV.
True,
so
true.
She probably works in the cafeteria. Number two, her parents brought her here legally. We don't even know, legally or illegally. But her parents brought her here to give her a better life. And guess what? She's had it. What are you so damn anxious about? You were brought to this country to have a better life. And lo and behold, the system worked. You left the fields of Chihuahua, Mexico, crossed the border in the middle of the night, led by coyotes. And lo and behold, the minute you became an American citizen, everything started breaking good for you. Isn't that an amazing story? It's happened for hundreds of millions of immigrants in the last 50 years. I don't know what you're so special for, sweetheart, but I will say this. Is it possible that your social anxiety disorder comes from all this woke language you spend all your time memorizing?
Oh,
do we really know that you're cisgender? Do we really need to know that you're intersectional? Maybe that's where your anxiety is coming from.
Amen.
Oh, and by the way to sell out, I'm on my Chicana homegirl, by working for the organization that kills more people around the world than any other. Way to go full on broke working for the man, chica.
Oh, amen. Oh my gosh, I'm putting this on a soundbite. You know what? Let me just tell you. When it says she had rejected the patriarchal ideas holding her back, I'm sorry, did an idea hold her back? I think not. In fact, they were probably scrambling to hire her just so they could say woman of color, check mark, you know, check mark on that box. And also, may I also point out
yeah. that if America is a great big patriarchal country that she had to overcome. Uh-huh. Let me just point out, in the anatomy of America, the CIA is the great big penis of the patriarchy. You can't get more localized penis in the great patriarchy. I guess the word I should use is phallus, right? That's more, yes. that's more freshman English lit crit. So yes, so the phallogocentric country we occupy, the phallus part, the part that she's really rebelling against, uh-huh. is the organization she just signed on for.
Oh, amen.
Oh, and by the way, under Comey, uh-huh. the FBI was the vagina of the patriarchy.
Thank you. It's so true.
So you know.
Okay. She also used to say she struggled with imposter syndrome. Now, if anyone could go back in the first 150 to 200 years of this country and ask anybody if they felt like an imposter or they were just happy to be here to be able to immigrate, give me a break.
Well, we know what her imposter status is.
Oh, gosh.
You're a alien chica, right, living right, in this right, country, right. Who needs to feel like she's some kind of a rebel, some kind of a Che Guevara Anna with a right. little Latina, and now she's working for the CIA. Good luck
yes.
separating parents from their children on the border, sweetie. That's your future.
There we go. And there's one thing I have to add here, because this will add insult to it, to injury. You know, the only award she has won and the reason that she's doing the ad is because she won the Donald R. Cryer Award for Diversity and Inclusion. So she spent all this time in her spare time inventing all of these things that she is, like intersectional, and that's what she got an award for. It wasn't for doing great at her job. It was for representing.
Isn't it amazing that the award was named for a dude named Cryer? Clearly a pajama boy. And this is where she got her whole modus operandi.
Gosh.
Who cries the loudest about her first world problems? I got news for you. Again, chica.
Yeah.
I got news for you. Your luckiest day, your mm-hmm. biggest award, was
right.
being welcomed into this country, sweetie. That was it.
Right.
You may not realize it right now. You may never realize it. But as you go to work for the CIA, obviously in a position of very low regard because we showed your beautiful face on TV, you remember, you never forget. Just never forget it, right?
Right, right.
That you are working for, you cannot possibly, unless you were working for ICE,
yes.
you cannot possibly work for an organization that is more antithetical to your people's struggle. What happened to La Raza sister?
Two of the greatest tweets that came out of this, by the way. One said, meanwhile, the CIA is probably trying to overthrow the democratically elected government of her parents' country of origin, number one. And number two, supports genocides, mass murders, and war crimes, but woke. Just dying.
It reminds me of that ABBA song. She's so brave. It reminds me of the ABBA song, Fernando. Did right. you hear the drums, Fernando? How many nights we fought. I never thought to fight for freedom in this land. So her freedom was being carried across the border as an infant, giving a housing subsidy somewhere in the middle of Texas, going to free schools all her lives. And now she's recognized her dream, Fernando. We are old and gray, Fernando. You got to humor me. Make that the next bumper music you play.
Oh, I will. There's no way I couldn't at this point. We just had to start the show with this because I was actually shocked to see this, that they would go this far. But don't look at what the CIA is doing. Just look at their wokeness represented by their new woke woman. It was really disgraceful. By the way, the woke crowd is finding a Disneyland ride quite interesting. Snow White. Do you want to talk about this?
Yes, let's talk about Snow White. You say, what do we know about Snow? Because she's a fairy. Let me just point this out, because clearly all the lefties don't realize this. She's a fairy tale character.
Yeah.
Guys, she doesn't exist. Hey, MSNBC, it's called fiction. Mm-hmm. F-I-C-T-I-O-N. Look it up. And they're angry now because Disney has put together a Snow White ride, or she's part of a ride.
Uh-huh.
And as part of the Snow White experience, she gets to be woken up from her perpetual coma, right?
Right,
with a kiss from a man.
Right.
Now, here's the kicker. The man can't bring her back to life without kissing her. But he can't ask her consent because a Hillary Clinton witch put her under a spell.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the problem, right? So the lefties are mad that this prince, to save her life, to literally bring her back from a poison coma, he has to kiss her on the lips. Guys, there's no tongue involved. I mean, it's a friendly little kiss.
She can't but consent. Other than that, she's asleep.
Exactly. Our prince has two charming choices. One. Yeah. Leave her to die with cobwebs. And by the way, Snow White, if you leave Snow White in a state of suspended animation around seven horny dwarves, I can't vouch for what's going to happen. But his whole choice, the prince's whole choice, is either to give her a peck on a cheek and restore her to life or let her linger in a coma because woke intersectional cisgender people working for the CIA don't think it's right that she hasn't granted consent. This is what they're worrying about on your dime.
Yeah, and they want a more comprehensive storyline. That means they would like to gut the entire story and retell it so that she can stand up, give consent, I guess, and then go back and lay down and pretend she's dead? That's interesting.
Now, if Prince Charming happened to be Princess Charming, the left would be okay if she got fully molested when she was in a coma by her girlfriend. That would be so okay. True. That would be sexuality that pushes the boundary. But because it's Prince Charming, and he can't necessarily get her content, maybe he could, you know, monitor her eyelids under her closed eyes to see if she goes into REM sleep. Maybe there are he could maybe take her temperature. There are things that he could do that would signal consent. Maybe, you know, a good, real, accurate thermometer reading. I'm not talking about the ears or under the tongue. Maybe a really good thermometer reading might, you know, once he starts talking in her ear, her heartbeat may flutter a little bit, and that would be consensual. But I mean, until he exhausts all those options, he has no right whatsoever in kissing the poor coma girl.
You know what I hope for, though? I actually hope they change the script to make her an actress that wants an Oscar or several movies in her name, so then she could go back and then claim the Me Too movement. Now that would be a movie. I mean, let's go Snow White, Me Too.
You know,
get what you want.
Snow White asleep for centuries is still a more entertaining scene than what Hollywood's turned out much lately.
Oh,
I mean, I'd watch
that.
I'd watch Sleeping Snow White
before
I'd watch some of those movies.
Right?
Rather that than another stupid Marvel woke comic movie.
Yeah. It was astounding to see that they were spending so much time on this and that this was part of their problem in life. You really have to search hard if this is the problem in life. And like you started out when you said, this is a fairy tale fictional character. They're breathing life into it because they really want her to be real. It's psychosis.
Hey,
it's psychosis.
Don't you be breathing life into anybody unless you get consent for it, okay? I don't care who's collapsed on the ground. If you're a man and she needs CPR, you step back and let the coroner put a tag around her tongue, her toe. You don't touch her. I mean, this is the feminist credo. Better dead than manhandled.
I got to agree. We'll be right back. More with Dr. Duke Pest when we come back. Anyway, I'll be right back.